You are listening to 91.5 FM.
WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord. Mm-hmm. Let me just encourage you to rejoice in God. Rejoice in His salvation. Rejoice in the work of the Lord God. God is a great God. He's awesome. And He's so loving. Mm-hmm. In spite of my mess, in spite of your mess, He loves us. Mm-hmm. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we can do anything to make God love us more. We can do anything to make He hates us. Mm-hmm. He just loves us. Yep. God loves you. God loves me. Mm-hmm. And all just become a whosoever this morning. If you haven't joined the crowd of whosoever, be a whosoever this morning. Let me encourage you. For God so loved the world that whosoever. So be one of the whosoever. I'm glad I become a whosoever. And if you just says, I'm a whosoever, just believe. Whosoever believe will not perish, but have eternal life. Right where you are this morning, if you haven't said, I'm a whosoever, I believe, you can do it right now. And you can have Jesus Christ. You can make Him the Lord of your life, and it's true faith. Simple. It's true faith. Believe it and act upon it, and you will see the result, the manifestation.
It is September, and we want to make sure that we are announcing an international prayer conference that is coming to Celebration Tabernacle Church from September 10th to September 13th. Prayerquake 2025. So this is an annual international prayer conference, and this will be the second year that it's taken place at Celebration Tabernacle Church. So if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see more information, be able to see the flyer and such. But mark your calendar, September 10th, which is a Wednesday. Services will begin at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, the 10th of September, coming soon and very soon. And then on that Thursday and Friday, there's all day and evening sessions. And Saturday the 13th will be from 9 a.m. to noon. And the theme of the conference is Arise, O Lord. So we want to extend the invitation. It's headed up by the Minister's Prayer Network, which is led by Reverend Mosey McDuba. So he is influential in this area through his spiritual sons. And he is here, going to be here for the conference September 10th through 13th, along with the Minister's Prayer Network team. So there's going to be lots going on in the evening of Wednesday the 10th, all day Thursday, all day Friday, and Saturday morning. So please mark your calendar and come on out. You know, may not be able to stay the whole time, but I'm sure you can stay some of the times, and you will not regret coming out for a time of prayer.
So, and also, Diane, want to give a special invitation out to our listeners. For the month of September, we will be teaching on the subject, the reality of faith. Faith must become a reality in your life. So we'll be teaching this subject at Celebration Tabernacle Church. I want to invite you to come out and you know, we only have, 15 minutes on the radio. Mm-hmm. But at church, we have more time. Mm-hmm. We have 30 minutes. So what you get in 15 minutes here, you get it in 30 minutes of teaching. Mm-hmm. 30, 40 minutes Lent, and we go into more depths of the word. So if you want to understand how faith work in your life, then I'll give you that invitation to join us at Celebration Tabernacle Church right here in the heart of Cocoa, 1010 Dixon Boulevard, a safe place to worship God. Mm-hmm. Let me say that again. It is what? A safe place to worship God. Mm-hmm. And the church has been established since 2000. Yeah. And now it's 2025, mm-hmm. over 25 years. Mm-hmm. And great things happen. Lives have changed. Then I've seen young people who were born mm-hmm. now over 25 years old.
Yeah.
And doing great. Mm-hmm. And they will tell you. So we'll just invite you to come out and learn the word of God and let it become a part of your life.
Mm-hmm. We must let the word of God declare us
yes.
and not people. So we have to find the place yeah. where it is yeah. written of us in the word.
Come
what
on.
Is God saying about us? Sometimes yeah. we're overly consumed what other people are saying about us. But how much more of value is that which God says about us? So let's find the place where it is written in the book concerning us and let the word of God declare us. We left off yesterday, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So simply put, faith is a must.
Must.
Faith is a must for the believer. Faith is a must because without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must. Believe
yes.
that he is, right? We're not coming to him not believing that he is because that doesn't even make sense. So we have to first believe that he is in order to come to him and know that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. But without faith, it is impossible to please him because if we don't have faith, we're not going to see what he has for us to do in the earth. We're not going to see our assignment. We're not going to see our value. We're not going to see our purpose without faith because we see those things by the Spirit.
And so when we activate Bible faith, when we activate Bible mm-hmm. faith, we will see. But in order for us to see, we must activate Bible faith. And we say, Bible faith is the word of God. When we activate it in our life, we see it. Mm-hmm. So we must believe that the word is God. Mm-hmm. He who comes to God must, it's a must. Mm-hmm. And what is it? He who comes to God must first believe that he is. All right? Go to John, St. John chapter 1. St. John chapter 1. Bible faith. Mm-hmm. This is it. You have to activate it. Mm-hmm. And you activate it by believing. And Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, without faith, it is what? Impossible to activate it. It is impossible to please God. So who is God? John 1 verse 1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God.
God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God,
and
the
Word
was God.
God. So that's it. Mm-hmm.
He was in the beginning with God.
God. So that's it right there. He who comes to God must believe that this word is his. The word is God. So since the word is God, whatsoever the word says, I know that is God who saying it. So I now say God says. God says, God says, because the word is God. Mm-hmm. And this only happened now. 1 John chapter 1. Go back there. 1 John. Go to 1 John, Pastor Dan. 1 John chapter 1. As we conclude our study here this morning.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
That's it. Mm-hmm. This which we have mm-hmm. heard. Mm-hmm. Because God is from the what?
Beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you hear it and you believe it, then you will see the manifestation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like if you didn't believe that your car was going to start, you wouldn't get in it and try to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? If you have two cars in your driveway and one is not working, you're going to automatically go to the one that you believe is going to start. If you do not believe that something is going to operate, then you're not going to enter into that vehicle. And in the beginning of the week, we said that faith is the vehicle.
Yeah.
It's taking us to our destination. It's taking us to the fulfillment, to the manifestation, to the handling of the word of God. So if we do not believe that it is, then we're not even going to try it.
Right.
If we don't believe that this car is going to start, we're not entering it. We're not going into it. We're not buying it. We're not dealing with it because we don't believe that it operates.
Right.
But when we believe through faith, we enter in and then we go through the process. You know, we say a lot that we don't understand fully how our cell phone works, but by faith we operate it. So we don't have to understand everything and know how everything works and try to put logical reasoning into the spiritual realm. It doesn't mix. We just have to operate by faith, to have an expectation by faith. When you put certain number keys, hit certain buttons on your phone, you believe that you're coming in contact with a particular person. And if you don't if you're not able to connect with them, you're going to try again because you believe that it works, that the vehicle, the communication vehicle, the phone is working properly. And you have an expectation to hear the voice of the person whose name you have punched, whose number you have put in. You have an expectation by faith. So we have to correlate, right? Jesus, he taught with illustrative teachings. He taught with parables. He used examples of creation all around them to help them further understand those who he was teaching then and those who he's teaching now through his word to be able to have an understanding of the totality of the word. So we understand cell phone. Well, we might not understand it, but we use cell phones by faith. We have different things, cars, we use them by faith. So we're correlating those experiences that we have to the spiritual to be able to get more of a clear vision of faith. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.